The following telephone recordings are from May and June of 1974. This started, however, back in 1970, when I first started getting interested in the phone. I used to dial around the entire downstate New York City area, as well as around the country, to hear the various switching systems and vacant number intercepts and things of that nature. And I noticed that in my local calling area there was only one prefix whose vacant numbers went to a recording that repeated over and over. The other offices all went to recordings that played once and then cut through to an operator. The prefix was 371, and since it was a repeating recording, I had to try talking through it from one phone line to another. And sure enough, this recording was talk-throughable. You could actually talk from one line to another through the recording. Well, I never really told anybody about this, and I just sort of filed it away as a little secret of mine. Until one day in the spring of 1971, I dialed a vacant number in the 371 prefix, and instead of the repeating recording, I heard something similar to this. There's no place like New York. Anyway, what had happened was that the recording machine broke down. There were a number of lines connected to the output of that recording machine so that the recording could be delivered to more than one caller at a time. With the recording machine not operating, the lines were all connected together, and there was nothing to drown out the sound of one person talking to another through that common connection. The transmission was low because the output of the recording machine was fairly low impedance, but the signal-to-noise ratio, in spite of the fact that it was pretty low, was excellent. Now, just to give you an idea of how this kind of thing gets started, here's another segment in which a caller who is fairly familiar with these conference lines and telephone company loop-arounds is explaining this to another caller who just got into the conference by accident through dialing a non-working number.
I don't know. You're calling from a payphone. phone or a public phone?
I'm only with my home phone.
Your home phone? Well, there's only one way to test it, right? You dial from a payphone and put a dime in. If your dime comes back to you, you're not charged.
Right?
But I'm telling you, there's no charge for this line. You're coming through fuzzy.
I said, you must have a real great time with this thing.
Hey, you never heard of these lines?
Nope.
I did like you. I dialed the wrong number one day and I got hooked up. But there were other party lines that have been closed down. There are lots of loop lines, too.
What's a loop line?
A loop line is two people, they call a particular number and an adjoining number to it, and two people get hooked together and no one else can dial in. Right?
It's wild.
The first few numbers are the same, the last, the end is different.
Yeah.
Like 442-9900-9906, they get hooked together.
Right.
And no one else can dial in and interrupt them.
Well, did I get charged for that?
Some of them yes and some of them no.
Sounds really
there are good. There are hundreds of those numbers.
No kidding. I'll have to get on here again sometime.
Why don't you?
I don't know, maybe I will.
Hey, how old are you?
27.
How old?
27.
27?
Yeah.
Do you swing?
No. Get a hold of Crazy John.
What?
I heard Crazy John out here before.
What about Crazy John?
Listen, I heard him talking to you for a couple of minutes there. He sounded real fucked
up. Yeah, he probably cut off. He'll be back.
Hi, Bobby.
Hello.
Give me a call.
Give me a loop.
How about the 671?
671?
9977.
That's not a loop.
Yes, it is.
What number are you going to dial?
I'll dial 9979.
All right, give me that number again.
671.
Yeah?
9977.
Okay.
In New York, conferences such as this one were erroneously called party lines. And loop line, or loop, is short for loop around, a telephone company test circuit which people would often unauthorizedly talk through. It was two numbers, as he said, that connected together. And people would often go to the loop arounds as a way to have a private conversation off of the main conference. And in fact, it's not that different from what's done on IRC these days, where you meet somebody you want to talk to privately on a channel, and you call them up on a DCC chat to talk privately. So this idea has been around long before IRC was. Now, in 1971, it was through this very conference that I met my main cohort in Group Bell, Ben Decibel. And the reason it happened was that Far Rockaway is physically located right between where Ben lived and where I lived. I lived in Long Island, he lived in a part of Queens. Far Rockaway is right on the border. It even has prefixes in both area codes. There was a prefix that was local to Ben, 471, in area code 212, and a prefix that was local to me, 371, in area code 516, the Long Island area code. So it was a local call to each of us, and when it opened up, we each found it, and that's how we ended up meeting, through this conference. Here's what it sounded like to call it from Ben's house. Ben had a crossbar one line with old dial tone. What's nice about this tape is that the dynamics are truer, and you can actually hear how low the conference was in real life. But if you put the phone right up to your ear and listened well, you could hear everybody on the line very clearly.
Hey, the recording on 471 is off. Let's dial it. And let's see how it works.
I'm on another line on 471-1111, Far Rockaway, on Sunday, June 2nd, 1974, at about 4 in the morning. There we go, let me flash it out a little. Yes,
I haven't talked on this clear for years, since the summer of 72. Okay, let me hang up and call back once more. Hello. Oh, this is really great. Okay, goodbye.
Now, during the 1974 resurrection of the Far Rockaway Conference, there were several stages that it went through, and here is how it sounded while the recording machine was operating but not functioning correctly. Here you can hear the noise of the 7A announcement machine on the line, but the recording is not playing. Here's another phase the conference went through in 1974. The recording is working properly, but people are shouting through it anyway. The 7A announcement machine has the recording recorded on it 4 times, and then it stops and resets. You can tell it resets by the sound that it makes. You'll hear people shouting in between the repetitions of the recording, but then especially waiting to shout when the announcement machine itself resets. You'll hear a reset shortly after we ring into the line, and then there will be 2 more before this segment is up.
Not in service at this time. This is a recording. I'm sorry. The number you have reached is not in service or temporarily disconnected. The number you have reached is not in service at this time. This is a recording. I'm sorry. The number you have reached is not in service or temporarily disconnected. The number you have reached is not in service at this time. This is a recording. I'm sorry. The number you have reached is not in service or temporarily disconnected. The number you have reached is not in service at this time. This is a recording. I'm sorry. The number you have reached is not in service or temporarily disconnected. The number you have reached is not in service at this time. This is a recording. I'm sorry. The number you have reached is not in service or temporarily disconnected. The number you have reached is not in service at this time. This is a recording. I'm sorry. The number you have reached is not in service or temporarily disconnected. The number you have reached is not in service at this time. This is a recording. I'm sorry. The number you have reached is not in service or temporarily disconnected. The number you have reached is not in service at this time. This is a recording. I'm sorry. The number you have reached is not in service or temporarily disconnected. The number you have reached is not in service at this time. This is a recording.
Later in 1974, something really odd happened. This was downright creepy. We called into the conference and heard a recording done by a guy in the central office, and you could hear people talking over it like this.
I'm sorry. The number you have reached is not in service or temporarily disconnected. The number you have reached is not in service at this time. I'm sorry. The number you have reached is not in service or temporarily disconnected.
Now, at first glance, this seems like just another day on the conference with people shouting over the recording. But strangely, when the machine got to the end and clicked off for a second, nobody talked then, and that's usually the best time to talk. Now, listen to what happens as the recording machine comes around again.
I'm sorry. The number you have reached is not in service or temporarily disconnected. The number you have reached is not in service at this time. I'm sorry. The number you have reached is not in service or temporarily disconnected.
I don't know. This just feels kind of weird. And again, nobody is talking on the space in between the recordings, but I don't know. I just have a funny sense of deja vu somehow. Let's see what happens as the recording comes around again.
Is not in service at this time. This is a recording. I'm sorry. The number you have reached is not in service or temporarily disconnected. The number you have reached is not in service at this time.
Why does that girl always say hello in the same way at the same place on the recording each time? And then there's nobody talking in the spaces between the recordings. It's almost as if there was nobody really there.
I'm a switchman.
Yes, that explains it. The switchmen themselves recorded party line people onto the announcement machine. Inadvertently, of course. The way this probably happened was that they connected the input of one machine across the output of the other in order to copy the announcement onto the second machine, not realizing that in doing that, they were also connecting the input across all those phone lines that had callers shouting on them. And so they got a copy of the recording all right, but they also permanently put shouting people on it. This was especially ironic because the recorded people who seemed to be shouting tended to prompt other callers to shout back at them. Meanwhile, the phone company was trying to figure out how to get people to stop doing that. Well, through the rest of 1974, the only thing they could come up with was to record a very long, noisy announcement. The 7A announcement machine could go out to about 2 or 3 minutes, so they would have a person sit there and do the announcement over and over and over with a lot of background noise, and that turned out to be the best solution. Now, if they'd spoken to Tom Duffy, he could have given them some even better solutions. But it is very clear that they did not, because once Duffy had decided to shut down a conference, they would get a whole new recording machine with a super low impedance output, and sometimes it would even short the line in the space between the repetitions. Finally, here's the beginning of a recording that they used in 1971 to effectively shut down the conference. It worked because it went over and over and was very noisy. Here's how it began.
Is not in service or temporarily disconnected.
It started up in the middle of the text with a funny noise at the beginning, and Ben and I decided that what they really meant to say was that VOOMF is not in service or temporarily disconnected. In any event, we did a satire on this subject, and it's called the VOOMF tape. You'll find it on this webpage.